before the conservancy easement was completed. So there was a full wetland delineation. That delineation and the exact boundaries of the wetland areas are contained within the conservation easement, which is recorded with the Milwaukee County Register of Deeds and is available to the public and anyone to review. Thank you.
Ms. Witt, city attorney's got a question for you.
I haven't had to touch this subject matter for probably a year, but I have a recollection of some tender, whether it was an agreement or part of one of the recorded documents with regard to the potential future use of the subject property to the south of the existing Matt Talbot dwelling.
I will say this is not a hearing for the use. However,
ranges are not that confined on rezoning public hearings.
Matt Talbot did confirm that its intended use is simply a single-family residential home.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Just trying to help you out.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Commissioner Haley.
I'd like to make a motion.
We need to close the public hearing.
Oh, that's right. Excuse me. And you need to turn your microphone on. With no one else rising, I hereby close the public hearing on this matter. Commissioner Haley.
I'd like to make a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a portion of a certain parcel of land from C1 Conservancy District to R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Resident District, 9130 South 92nd Street, approximately 1.94 acres.
Thank you very much. Just a second.
A second.
Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. We move on to item D3, which is a rezoning for a parcel of land on the southwest side of the city. Mr. Martinez has a public hearing notice to read.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 5th, 2018 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Bird Development, LLC, Franklin Mills, LLC, and Daniel Mattson and Virginia Mattson, property owners, for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from R2 Estate Single Family Residence District to N2 General Industrial District. The rezoning is in conjunction with a certified survey map to reconfigure two lots for property located at 10082 South 124th Street. Some R8 Multiple Family Residence District, R2 Estate Single Family Residence District, a C1 Conservancy District, and property generally located south of Loomis Court and east of South North Cape Road. The public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 62237D2 of the Wisconsin Statutes and Division 1590200 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed ordinance in draft form is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the city clerk. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed amendment is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Okay, it appears we have a properly noticed public hearing. Hey, Lisa and Tom? Tom and Lisa? Thanks. It appears we have a properly noticed public hearing. This is on the rezoning petition. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. The only thing I would add is, so now it's a little bit complicated if we can get the map up too. The property already has a couple zoning districts on it now. Part of it is the part that's closest to 124th Street is zoned R8. The back part of the property is zoned, I think, A2, and it's got some... make that R2, and it's got some C1 Conservancy zoning district on it as well. So the applicant is only asking to rezone the portion of the property they wish to acquire, and that would be rezoned to the M2. They do not wish to rezone the R8 away and make the parcel all R2, and that's not allowed by our zoning ordinance, that's split lot zoning, although it's an existing situation. But staff is recommending that they do another rezoning immediately and get rid of that R8. That'll be a recommendation in this certified survey map. But I did want to point out that right now that property is zoned a couple different zoning districts, and they're only asking to rezone the parcel, the portion of the parcel they acquire, to M2.
Okay, if that's the two parcels, now, Regula, could you zoom out just a click or two and then make it the aerial view? Yes. Please.
Yes, so
that's the red location, but the existing is loading.
Is this our Zippy network we got a problem with? Okay. All right, so we have a public hearing properly noticed. Is there anyone? I'll open up public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak?
Get the mic here.
Mr. Mills, there you go.
Thank you all. SR Mills, 4011 80th Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Appreciate the time and effort, staff and elected officials. Excited, looking to potentially expand the park. I can even step up and
Please.
Pointer here. So, just for everybody's benefit, so this is the Matheson piece. It's 42 acres. The industrial park we have is three sites right here. And so, as it sits right now, our road terminates right at this corner. This is a 20-acre parcel that we acquired. So we actually own this parcel, and then own this parcel, and then the goal is to sell this in conjunction after doing a land division. So this piece here is 42 acres in total. We're only acquiring 13 acres. And then the existing owner is going to retain the 28 acres that they would own. There's a split zone situation on it now. So our goal would be to rezone the piece that we're going to acquire, and that's the proposal that the split of the property is by a certified survey map. And then the owner of the parcel down here, that the Matheson family agrees that any time this would be subdivided, site plan approvals, anything on that parcel will have to come back in for approval at that time. I think this is similar to how we, and Dan can correct me if I'm off, but this is similar to how we handled the Ryan Meadows subdivision. And then that was particular to that. I think that was condition number six, and then we had a couple of just concerns that I think are certainly surmountable related to 7, 8, and 9.
Well, let's just do the rezone, yeah.
You got it.
Please, if you don't mind. Okay, anyone else wishing to speak on the rezoning? Seeing no one rise, I'll close the public hearing on the rezoning request. Questions from the commission for staff?
I do.
Commissioner Morrow.
As part of the packet, there was some proposed site plans for a development. So, right now this is on the end of a really, really long cul-de-sac. Fire department, I don't know if it has officially weighed in. We've talked about it in the past. Developing this as shown in with the site plan, will that allow us to extend that road all the way through to Muskego, Slurred?
It will. The proposal has been to not do that. That was some of the discussion early on, that having the road terminate here, it still works pretty well versus having to actually cut through Muskego and bring it over to Cape Road. With that said, I think the potential user, we also think it's a great idea that there's still an access point here for fire and rescue, that it could be accessed off of this. That way, nobody gets boxed in. But for general vehicular access, would be off of Cape 124.
Okay. Any other questions from the commission? Alderman Dandrea.
On the rezoning, Joel?
I just wanted to note that there is a condition in the resolution for the rezoning that it's conditional upon city approval of site plan or special use approval.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Then I'd like to make, do we have to close the public hearing?
Right.
You did?
I did. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Then I'd like to make a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone Lot 1 of Certified Survey Map Number from R2 Estate Single Family Resident District to M2 General Industrial District, located at 10,082 South 124th Street, and property generally located south of Loomis Court and east of South North Cape Road, approximately 33.05 acres.
Is there a second to that motion? Been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries on the rezoning. We move now to, what do I want to do? The certified survey map. And there is no public hearing on that. Mr. Deagle.
So staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions. The applicant doesn't agree with all the conditions, so I suspect we'll have to walk through them. So we could just go to that resolution, I guess, right away. Otherwise, just to start it off, I would just mention that that the condition about the split lot zoning is one of the conditions here. The comment about a future road being extended in is only a staff suggestion. And I would note the reason it's a suggestion, not a recommendation, is because we forgot to bring it up until the very last minute. And it's my policy not to spring new stuff on applicants if
Thank
it was
you.
Our fault that we missed it. But I did think it was important enough to bring it up, so I'm just bringing it up as a suggestion.
Okay, SR and Dan, pull the mics closer to you. Push the button on the front so it turns green. One more.
Hello?
SR, one more. There you go.
Thanks.
For the commission's benefit, you have your ordinances in front of you. There are several boilerplates on here down to...
Number six would be the first one.
Six is the first one, which we just achieved. So item seven.
This would be the one that they have to do a further rezoning.
Okay. Well, let's do it this way. The ones you have issues with.
Certainly. So number six, the problem we have with number six is we will not own the 28 acres to the south after the CSM is done. So we cannot, and we don't have it under contract and don't have intention to at this time. So we can't rezone their property.
Mr. Deedle?
The applicant is the owner. So whatever we do always has to be approved by the owner. So if they want this part of the rezoning done, and the council agrees that they need to do further rezoning, then that's a condition that they'll have to address because it's their property until all these other things are approved and recorded first. So it's the applicant's property now. It will remain the applicant's property until all this stuff is done. And it's the applicant that decides if they want to split off a piece of this property, sell it to you, and if the city requires that it has to be done as part of some other additional rezoning, that's the way it is.
Mr. City Attorney.
The L-shaped lot is what is being divided.
Correct.
The L-shaped lot is currently two zoning districts or three.
Three.
Okay. Developer, upon division of the land and purchase, will receive a chunk of the...
Correct.
...upper portion of that on the map.
Essentially squaring it off.
Is any portion of what the developer would acquire more than one zoning district right now?
Yes, they will have some of the C1 zoning district in it.
Okay, so it's C1 and what? And they're rezoning the entire parcel to industrial use.
Correct.
So you're under a rare scenario of some historical double, triple zoning on a lot that's no longer allowed by the Unified Development Ordinance, but the developer is not going to own that portion which has the other than C1, which is irrelevant as to double lot zoning.
So yes, I know where you're going, and That's up to the Plan Commission and Council, but I would say it's usually the trigger to fix it and clean it is when we do a CSM, and that's what we're doing here tonight as well. And the point that they made before, so it's true that their previous CSM for the Bear development did not require the fixing of the rezoning and some other stuff that we'll be talking about in a few minutes. The difference, there is a difference, though. At that time, we knew they were going to come back with a subdivision plat sooner rather than later and clean everything up. At this point, we don't know if the existing property owner is going to clean anything up. What, it may exist here for a long time yet.
Out there in the real world, what are the two districts on the remaining ownership by the current owner?
So it'll be R8, closest to 124th, and then the R2 for the remainder of the back part of the property.
So single family and multifamily, yep. Residential. And what's the real world problem if that's not corrected to be current with existing code?
The most likely scenario is if the home is damaged and needs to be repaired, they wouldn't be able, it's not a permitted use. They would have to obtain.
Well, the home is located in the R8.
Yes.
What's the cost to rezone application fee?
$1,500? I think it's $1,500.
All right.
Okay. The mayor has an opinion on this, but I'll wait to hear from the commission. Commissioners, comments on this? I certainly since nobody's, Alderman Dandrea.
I would just make a recommendation. Let's clean it up at our cost, waive the rezoning fee, and let's clean it up now while we're here.
Yeah, we have to do public hearing and all that.
Oh.
Got to keep that revenue stream. Alderman Hogan. Commissioner Hogan. Old habits die hard. Mr. Dean and I have talked about this. I've talked about it with the applicants. This is another one of those things that we've been addressing for the last 6 years. It's a chicken or the egg. Do we... And how do we move forward with this? Do we really need to clean this up now? All of those issues. My point of view on this is since that's going to be the parcel is essentially going to be squared off. The adverse parcel is not, it won't be under control of the developer. I don't know that it's fair to hold up the developer and income to the city to clean up a zoning issue that's been there for forever, and probably, and the only risk that I can see, as Mr. Deedle highlights, is if there's an issue with the house and it burns down. At that point, there will be time for the owner to either decide to leave it burnt down, petition for rezoning to rebuild it. So, I'm good with not having that requirement, personally, Mr. Deedle.
The only thing I could add is so much of the work has already been done, it would go fast, a month or two.
Yeah, we're trying to shave months off, not Adam. I professionally, I agree with you. As the guy in the middle chair trying to get things going, sorry. Mr. Haley's got a look on his eye.
No, I'm inclined to agree with Joel on this one.
I'm looking for a motion. Is there a motion to...
There are other conditions.
This is on item 6.
Oh, just this one condition.
Item 6. Is there a motion to amend any of the condition, item 6? Mr. Mills.
I just have a question just from a logistical standpoint. I want to make sure I understand. So we're not looking to purchase the 28 acres to the south. And there's an existing home on it right now that is in an R8 zone. So what we're saying is because there's a split zone on the southern component that we don't have under contract, we don't want to own. I can appreciate the fact that we're looking to subdivide it, but we don't own the 42 acres. we're hoping to own the 13. So then